This is Fresh Air. Adaf Souif is an Egyptian writer who lives in London. Her first novel, In the Eye of the Sun, is about an Arab woman who, like Souif, lives in the West. Critic John Leonard says the story transcends geography.
Aisha Ulama, the heroine of Adaf Souif's remarkable first novel, is young, beautiful, Egyptian, and exasperating. When she should be on the barricades, she is snuggling with a sadist. When she ought to be quitting a sexless marriage, she is reading English poetry. Long after she might have been expected to take charge of her life in Cairo, Aisha is instead taking a doctorate in linguistics in the north of England, where she is always cold and generally friendless and can never stuff the vine leaves properly. Or off in Rome, where the wrong Italian makes a pass at her. Or Mooney in Beirut, before the Israelis bomb it. Or sitting around the family sepulchre in the City of the Dead, thinking about socialism, not to mention the Beatles. Aisha's whole tumultuous life is a text she can't seem to make sense of. What she does for 800 pages is deconstruct its metaphors, as if she were breaking the wings of butterflies. Imagine, if you dare, an amalgam of Marjorie Morningstar and Martha Quest and Middlemarch. Aisha's upper-middle-class Cairo girlhood is right out of Herman Wouk. Her politics on the pan-Arabic African periphery of Nasser and Sadat and the Palestinian dispossessed are right out of Doris Lessing. And just like George Eliot, she's all literature. Her college professor mother keeps telling her, "This is life, not a novel. You can't sit around being in a dilemma. Things move. People change." To which Aisha responds with some heat, "You keep saying this is life, not a novel, as though somehow life were more serious. But what it really amounts to is that you don't think people should devote as much time to considering questions of character, circumstances, and motivations in real life as you would expect your students to devote to the same questions in a work of fiction. I just think that if we could manage to look at real people with the same interest, the same generous detachment that we give to a novel or play, we should understand things better." She has a point. Not that it does her any good. As if she hadn't a choice, she takes a boorish English lover, after which adultery she's knocked about by her Muslim traditionalist husband. And for no particular reason, her favorite uncle develops cancer, her best friend gets a messy divorce, Aisha is unhappy in New York, and still there is that dreary thesis to finish. Aisha's life is too much ambiguity, paradox, and metaphor, and not enough action. Except, of course, by the time we come to the ambiguous, paradoxical, and metaphorical end of the novel, we are rooting for her. We've met dozens of characters and heard hundreds of stories and learned to love Cairo as much as Dublin or St. Petersburg. We've listened to so much poetry and music and thought so much about the territorial politics of the Middle East and the sexual politics of Islam and the cultural imperialism of literature, not to mention Anna, as in Karenina, and Emma, as in Bovary, that we are ready to get on with our own lives as well as Asia's. Besides a wonderful richness, In the Eye of the Sun has a therapeutic value. By deconstructing Asia's exasperating text, Adaf Souif, under a date palm, with a lute and a tambourine, has emancipated all of us.
John Leonard is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed In the Eye of the Sun by Adaf Souif. This is Fresh Air.